Well, there were two sons, and they wanted to do something very nice for their elderly mother for her birthday. So the first son, who was very wealthy, bought her a great big new house and a Mercedes. The other son, who knew that his mother loved the Bible, but that she was had very poor eyesight, was able to find a parrot that had memorized the entire Bible. It had taken 12 years to have this parrot trained so that the parrot knew from the entire Bible from start to finish. So these gifts were delivered, and the mother wrote back to the two sons a letter of gratitude. To the first son, she said, "Thanks so much for this wonderful new house, but I can't get around too well, so I just stay in the one room. And thanks so much for the Mercedes, but, you know, I can't see too well, but I appreciate the thought." And then she wrote to the other son and said, "Thank you so much for the chicken. It was delicious." Well, in today's gospel, we have the story of two sons. And the first son represents the chief priests, the scribes, the Pharisees. The other son represents the prostitutes, the tax collectors, and the sinners. And notice that the Lord addresses this parable to the chief priests and to the elders of the people. And he asks them to give their answer to a question about a man who had two sons. Of course, the father here is God, and the two sons represent these two different kinds of humanity. Those who first say to God, "No, I will not follow you," but then they have a change of heart, they have a change of mind, and they wind up doing the will of God. The other son is represented by those who give God lip service, who at first say, when they're asked by the Father to go do something, they say yes, but they never live it. They never carry it out. And so the Lord here is describing first the sinners, the tax collectors, the prostitutes, who lived a life of sinfulness, a life of immorality, who at first said no to God, but then they had a conversion of heart. They changed their mind. When they heard John the Baptist preach, they repented. They went out to the Jordan River. They confessed their sins. They were baptized. And they changed their life and began doing the will of God. The other son, though, represents the scribes and the Pharisees. And the scribes and the Pharisees said yes to God. In their mind, they gave God lip service, but they did not live the way God wanted them to live. And so the question is, which one wound up doing the will of the Father? And of course, it was the ones who, even though at first they didn't start off doing God's will, but they had a conversion of heart, and they began to do the will of God. And the Lord gives probably the most shocking statement in the whole of the New Testament. He says, "Amen, I say to you," namely to the chief priests and elders of the people, "that tax collectors and prostitutes are entering the kingdom of God before you." One of the most shocking statements in all of the Bible. That really must have gotten the scribes and the Pharisees' attention, because in their mind, they were the ones doing God's will. But the problem was, they were just doing lip service. They weren't really living their faith. When John the Baptist, for example, preached repentance, they did not go. Very few of them went to the Jordan River to confess their sins, to repent, and to change their lives and to change their hearts. But the others did. The tax collectors, the prostitutes did go and confess their sins and repent, and they were converted. So there's really two types of people here. Those who have hardness of heart, and then those who had a conversion of heart. Those who realized they had to repent of their sins and they needed God's forgiveness in their life. So notice that the ones that accepted John the Baptist were the ones that accepted Christ. Those who rejected John the Baptist wound up rejecting Christ. So when we look at this passage, what is the main message that the Lord is giving us? Well, first, it's don't give God just lip service. Live your faith. And don't be hard of heart, but have a conversion of heart. Be willing to repent and be willing to then do God's will and follow the Lord. The Lord said, that is the Son who does the will of the Father. If you look at the history of the church, we have wonderful examples of those who, even though they didn't start out on the right track, had a change of heart and repented of their sins and began to do God's will. Look at St. Matthew, the tax collector. He was converted by Christ and he became a great saint. Think of St. Mary Magdalene. Mary Magdalene had strayed from God, it seems, during her early years. But after meeting Christ, she had a conversion of heart and she became a great saint. Look at St. Paul. He was a persecutor of the Christians, but then, through the grace of God, had a dramatic conversion. And then he too began doing the will of the Father. He began doing God's will and became a great saint. St. Augustine had lived a sinful and wayward life until his conversion at age 33. He too had a change of heart, had repented of his sins, and became a great saint. Matt Talbot from Ireland, the alcoholic who used to spend his days in the gutter. After his conversion, he would spend every day before the Blessed Sacrament. And he too is beatified, up for canonization. Bartolo Longo from Naples had drifted away from the faith, had become a Satanist, and then through the grace of God and the power of the Rosary, he was converted and became a saint. So look at these examples that we have of people that at first in their life did not do the will of God, just like that son, but then later they repented. They had a conversion of heart and they began to do the will of God. So we can ask ourselves the question, when it comes to repentance, how are we doing? Do we give God lip service? Do we really live our faith? And do we repent of our sins? When's the last time we went to confession? If you're resisting going to confession, well, then you're in the category of the scribes and Pharisees who felt they did not need conversion of heart. They did not need repentance. So when's the last time you made a good confession? Are you staying away from confession? Or are you going to confession on a regular basis to show that true conversion of heart? See, conversion of heart is a daily thing. It's something that we have to continually do every day to repent of our sins. We need to go to confession on a regular basis, a couple times a year, maybe once a month, every couple weeks. Make sure you go on a regular basis to confession. Because if you do, then you'll show true conversion of heart. Don't resist repentance. Don't resist really changing your heart. But be open to the grace of God and convert. God bless you.